Today is Friday the 19th of December, in the third week of Advent. Eliza King, with Hillside Recording, sings Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Can you make this your own song today?
Born thy people to deliver, born a child, yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Kingdom bring by thine own eternal spirit, ruling all our hearts alone by thine all sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring.
In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur."
Place yourself into this story as Zechariah. Let the scene come alive around you. Where are you? What can you see? And hear? And smell? What is stirring in your thoughts as you serve? What happens to you and around you as the angel appears? Notice how you respond to God's astonishing message. How is it to find yourself unable to speak? Listen as the story continues.
Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people."
Now, place yourself into this story as Elizabeth. What has happened to your husband? How has he changed? How do you help him? What is happening now within you? What does it mean for you to receive such grace from God after so many years? What do you want to say to God? Say it now. As you rest in prayer, ponder where God may be inviting you to trust and let go. Pray for the grace to wait in silence for God to act. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.